Many people have gone to seminars or read a book and got all excited. Then they go out and start a web page or a blog, get on Facebook, make a LinkedIn profile, a Twitter account, whatever. But the excitement fades after a while, and they don't update and work their social media. Then they eventually give up because they aren't getting results. Matt Dickman is an expert in both traditional PR and marketing and social media. Among the excellent advice he offers in this podcast is a challenge. He says if you are not willing to commit to 2 hours every day in working your social media, don't even bother. Take a listen, because Matt has the measurable results to back up his claim.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Just finishing up with the plenary speaking engagement of Matt Dickman.
That's right.
Here at the eMarketing Techniques Conference. A great presentation, Matt. First of all, what does plenary mean?
I actually had to look it up, but I guess it means solo. It's just a fancy way of saying solo. So.
Well, it was really good.
I appreciate that.
Clevelanders, local people, will probably remember you from DigiKnow.
Mm-hmm.
What are you up to now?
I'm actually a senior vice president at Fleischmann Hillard, which is a global PR agency. On the digital side, so, you know, doing social media strategy and how that executes across the rest of kind of the traditional digital platforms, and then how that weaves into traditional PR and advertising.
Well, with your background and your current experience and all, you should be able to tell us what the future of marketing is. So what is it?
Well, to me, the future is very integrated. So it's, you know, using advertising when it makes sense, using social media when it makes sense, but really using them to extend each other. So if you have an ad that's on TV, you know, what's the social hook into that? You know, can you even pull in content that was just updated into a commercial that, you know, can be woven into real time? You know, that type of engagement where all of this content should be social and shared and remixed, and I think from a company perspective, making sure you're positioned to do that, I think, is really key to be part of the future of marketing.
For those people who have been under a rock for a year or so, you know, how would you define social media?
Social media to me is people connecting with people through technology. So, you know, I think people want a more complex technical answer to that, but that's really what it is. And I think if you're in this space for very long, you know that it is the benefit of all of this is to physically meet people in person. And it's creating relationships that extend back to online. So really what I think about, and with clients even, is, you know, how can I build something that's physical or virtual that connects people to the physical experience and then back to virtual? I think sites like LinkedIn get to that, but they fall short in physically connecting people.
You know, one strategy we see with a lot of traditional media people is to try to get millions and millions of people on a list or whatever, and then hope for a small percentage to actually get a lead or close some business at all. Is that still a good strategy?
Yeah, I think that's kind of dying out for sure. You know, there's always a lot of waste in kind of spammy marketing, you know, like that term or not. But I think the new kind of equation for that is to find the influencers. So who are the 10 most influential, biggest advocates of who you are? Empower them to talk to 100 people, to talk to 1,000 people. And that, to me, is, you know, they're qualified, they're engaged, they want to be part of your brand, and that is going to work out much better than, you know, an email list that has a million people on it.
And that's one of the things you said we can do with Twitter, where it's a mass communication, but it seems much more personal.
Yeah, absolutely. And Twitter, I mean, you know, it is broadcast. You know, when I send a message, even if I'm replying at somebody, you know, it's going to 7,000 people. So, but to those 7,000 people, it feels like my message is to them. You know, if you're receiving it and I say, you know, hey, I'm giving a keynote at a conference, it feels like I'm talking to you. I think that's where social media kind of gets us more to where you can really talk to people more one-to-one at a scale where it's actually beneficial and efficient for a business to engage in.
Yeah, I have to ask you, there's a big crowd here, almost 250 people, and it was the kind of crowd that is into social media, so they're maybe 30 or 50 Twitterers right there while you're doing. How is it as a speaker, knowing that there's people in the audience that are posting things online for the world to see as you're speaking?
You know? I think it's fantastic, actually.
Not much room for errors. Though.
There's not room for errors, but you know, I'm open like that. So if somebody didn't enjoy it, I guarantee I will personally find them, and I will just ask them, you know, what else can I do? You know, maybe it was too high level, and they're already a guru, and they want, you know, a specific metric. Well, you know, obviously I can't talk to 250 people at that level. So I will, I mean, I'm open to it. Actually, at conferences, I like it better to have those screens running the whole time on the side, so I can real time kind of gauge what the audience is liking.
Now, is Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or any of those an example of what you call the bright, shiny object syndrome, or do you think they have some sustainability?
I think they have sustainability, but that is dependent on that community of individuals being in that place. So, you know, if tomorrow, 75% of Twitter left to go to somewhere else, it would have that much less value. You know, depending on who those people were, it could have no value. So it's really back to that people connecting with people. It is where people are that adds value to these communities. You know, there were services out years before Twitter that had better technology that let you do more, and they didn't make it because there was nobody there.
You've been in small to medium business, now you're in big business. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of broad experience there. And you said that actually now with social media and other tools, David, the small business, has an advantage over Goliath. How is that?
Absolutely. I think that there are less limitations, less restrictions. You can be more reactive, more dynamic. You know, you don't have to deal with the legal department probably as much. You may still have, some, depending on your industry, some regulations to think about. But what you're doing, I think, in a small business is that your conversation on these platforms are much closer to the bottom line. So if you're a small business owner, you can reach out to somebody and give them a coupon redemption code, and they can instantly transact. Where someone at a big company, you know, they're probably going to be in a corporate office, there will be line level people that aren't engaged, that, you know, so it's not going to have the impact that it could. I just think, you know, overall, you can be flexible and nimble as a small business, and that's what social media loves.
You know, you spend a lot of time, it's part of your business, part of your life, mm-hmm. on social media with your blog and everything else every day. What would you advise someone in a small business who's just getting started and the resources are limited to get their feet wet and do the few things that are most, you know, the best bang for the buck to get started?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think listening is key. So, you know, you definitely have to listen. That could be setting up Google alerts, you know, RSS reader with, you know, feeds from Google blog search or Twitter search or whatever that is. But I think from a time commitment standpoint, and I believe this, and I've vetted it with other people, that if you're not willing to spend 2 hours a day, and that's every day, on social media, you probably shouldn't start down this path, because it is extremely time intensive, and the value you get is proportional to the time you spend. So if you're not willing to spend the two, you know, and that's reading for writing, it's commenting on other blogs, it's really building a community. If you're not willing to spend two, you probably shouldn't go there.
Well, that's quite a challenge, but you've got the results with it.
I mean,
now, how do people, you know, if they want to learn more about your blog, follow your blog, follow you on mm-hmm. Twitter or something, what's a good way to reach you?
Yeah, the blog is Technomarketer, so you can Google Technomarketer. It's technomarketer.typepad.com. Twitter is @MattDickman, or you can just Google search Matt Dickman, you'll find me.
Great. You know, it was a really good presentation. I want to thank you for making it bullet-free.
No worries.
We had a lot of that where people love reading those bullet points.
Absolutely.
So, great job today. We've been speaking with Matt Dickman. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.